But it came through. Everybody knew it was a good tie. I think I fired like, I don't know how many people, a lot of people, you know, in 6 weeks, in six months. And my boss says, why are you firing all these people? He says, I want to, well, I'd already written, you know, when you fire them, you got to, you know, give them a lot, accepted drugs or alcohol, you know, you give them, tell them by voice. Next one's a written warning. Third one, you're gone. And so, anyways, he ended up getting rid of them. One of them, I fired in the air, and he hadn't got back. He hadn't even got to my ship yet because he'd been a guy I'd fired a while back. And like, they all wanted to come to Subic Day to party. And anyways, we got a good crew. You know, ones that worked together and had a good time together, and they all liked each other. So, and that was really the change. That was my first, and I ended up on that year for 17 years. There's people that come back to me today that says it's the best ship they've ever been on. You know, and I know there was one year where I think I got my budget down to like 17 to 29%. And the other ships, most of them were running 250, you know, over budget and everything. So, and everybody was happy because they were all working, they were all making their money. We just had a good program. And we had time to put it in place. And that continued for 17 years. People that are sailing as an engineer are in the engine room. When they're in the hall, who's the chief on there? You know, they know, the word gets out. Who's the captain on there? You know, so when they start showing up with the golf clubs and you know, that's another story. I don't care if they play golf or something, I don't care what color or anything. It's just, do you work good? Do you work together? Yeah, you're honest, hardworking, and good integrity. And we got all those people, and my boss could never understand why the ship ran so good. We never have any downtime. And, you know, why everything, he used to fly out once a year, you know. I'm starting to write a book on sea stories.
Oh, really?
Yeah. And I tell you one of them. My first one I haven't completed. It's I didn't know where to start, and I joined this writing course in Orono. And it's
at the university or the
library? No, it's Orono Library.
Okay.
And the teacher there, what's her name? She's a professor. She's taught college teachers and everything. A really good, it's called the Writing Circle.
Heard of it.
Yeah, and she's really good, and boy, she had some really good people in there. One writes for newspapers and magazines, and she come up to Ari after. She says, Frank, don't quit. She says, you got something to tell. But